All right, good morning. So today's topic is going to be a little long and a little boring. I'm going to talk about thought energy in terms of quantum physics. So as some of us might know, that quantum physics proves that nothing is solid. It proves that the thoughts, our thoughts, are overchanging energy field. And we can see it in all the objects around us. Our thoughts are linked to this invisible energy, and they determine what the energy forms. So our thoughts are literally shifting the universe on a particle by particle basis to create our physical life. So what I want to convey with this podcast is that our thoughts and feelings have an electromagnetic reality, and we must manifest them wisely. As we know that everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. You match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy, this is physics. So what is thought, and how does it connect up with quantum mechanics? All right, so our brain is comprised of a tight network of nerve cells, all interacting with one another and generating an overall electrical field, right? So this electric field is detectable with standard medical equipment. Our brain waves are simply the superposition of the multitude of electrical states being formed by our nervous system. So not only our brain, but our entire body has an electric field. Anywhere there's a nerve cell, there's electricity. It's just concentrated the greatest around our head, because that's where the bulk of our nerve cells are. So anytime we feel the shock of static electricity or use a touch sensitive screen, we prove that we have an electric field. Like anytime you touch a phone screen or a TV screen, you get this little shock, right, of static electricity. So yeah, that proves that we have an electric field, right? So nothing mysterious about that part. Being an electric field, all those overlying electric wave patterns that comprise our brain waves are governed by the same equations governing the electromagnetic spectrum, light, particles, and everything else in the universe. The light seen coming from a star and the energy of our mind are one and the same type. Yeah. So our thoughts are formed in this electric field. The measurable perturbations and disturbances in the brain's overall electric field are our actual thoughts racing through our mind. And as one listens to this podcast, the thoughts they are thinking of, the words their mind is processing, your mind is processing at this moment while you're listening to this podcast, are all electrical impulses that can be measured if we had a few wires hooked up between our head and the machine. So thoughts are energy, the same as everything else. I hope I'm explaining this well. So it means that they are governed by the rules of quantum mechanics and Schrodinger's wave equations as well, if you're familiar with that. So all those same weird things about quantum mechanics that describe how an electron or photon behave apply to us and our thoughts as well. The particle wave duality, the uncertainty principle, and of course entanglement. So this implies that, like any other set of particles or source of energy, we're entangled with everything we've ever encountered, the environment around us and the rest of the universe, through the zero-point field. Well, I guess this is how it happens. So the one other difference between us and a photon is that we can think, we are conscious. As such, we can choose which of the possibilities before us to collapse our wave function into. But more than that, since we are all entangled with our environment, we can thus affect that as well and influence the randomness just as it can influence us. And Since we're conscious, we can choose what part of the randomness around us to be affected by and how we in turn would like to affect it. It is through the property of entanglement that we can affect change in our environment. So our minds are basically transceivers able to receive and send signals into the quantum soup of the zero point field by the way of the highly coherent frequencies of our thoughts. So the higher the frequency of our thought or brainwave, the higher our consciousness. This level of consciousness is what makes our reality what it is and what it will continue to be. So if you're seeking change in your life, set an intention, declare a path, align your behaviors with your desire, then detach and allow the universe to handle the details. But these are my personal thoughts and could be limited. I don't know. I shall keep seeking facts, evidences, and answers to one day figure out whether our thoughts or brain waves really affect our physical reality. But so far, I mean, logically speaking, it does. And what we could do is, as I said, if you're seeking a change, you must set an intention. You must make up your mind that, okay, I'm going to do it. And then you declare your path and you have to align your behaviors with what you desire. And then if you keep practicing that, the universe will handle the rest.